Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We've got the whole crew here with us today. Who do I not normally start with? Kelly, I don't usually start with you. How are we feeling tonight?
Save the best for last.
Oh, well, I'll come back to you then. Scotty, what do you like?
Well, you know, I appreciate our listeners. We are a growing podcast. Yeah. We're adding listeners every week.
That's right.
And it's gone to Nick's head because he got a nose job this week. Like some Manhattanite.
Rhinoplasty.
Yeah, he got... So, I can't even look him in the eye. It's gone to his head, the celebrity.
Because I'm so gorgeous?
Well, it didn't help.
They were in there digging around a little bit. Unfortunately, you don't look much better for the worse, but can you breathe any better from it?
Not yet. It'll get there. It wasn't cosmetic, all right?
That's right.
Did they do anything structurally to your nose?
No, technically, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a septoplasty, I think is what they call it.
Sure.
Deviated septum.
Seven?
Sounds fake, yeah. But that's okay.
That's what they told me. I don't know. They knock you out. I don't know what they did.
Well, that was 2 days ago. We appreciate you toughing it out. You're not at 100%.
I'm definitely not 100%, but
I'm
here.
You sound good.
I sound okay?
You sound pretty good.
All right. As long as I sound okay. I was worried I was going to sound really stuffy.
No, you're in good shape there. In fact, before you mentioned that, I forgot that you had that 2 days
ago. Oh, good.
You're welcome for thinking of it.
Success.
Yeah. That was Nick, by the way, in case you missed that.
Happy to be here.
Brian, how you feeling?
Feeling good. Glad to be here.
Okay. Good stuff. And then, of course, back to the best for last. Kelly, we never actually heard how you're feeling tonight.
Because nobody cares. Moving on.
Okay.
Next.
Very good. Well, this is actually, I'm going to let Scott kind of dive into it a little bit, but this is a listener-submitted episode through Scotty, and he is going to be hosting it tonight. So how did this come to be?
Well, one of our listeners, who I happen to know, he heard a previous episode that was submitted by a listener, and... got excited and wanted to do one. So he reached out to me, sent in a complete episode, but he wanted me to kind of look it over. And so that's what I did. I changed a few of them. I thought some of them were kind of hard, given the brains in the room. So anyway, I recrafted a little bit, but it's pretty much untouched from what he sent me. So.
Well, it is about as ambiguous a topic as I have ever seen.
Yes.
Guys, it is trivia about trivia.
What?
I have no idea what that means. It makes me quite nervous. But, you know, we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to pause on that one because we're going to get to the listener question of the week. It comes in from Julie, who reached out via our email. We're going to try and answer this one for each other, which is always my favorite thing to listen to you guys go after. But if a cartoon was made about each of us individually... what one physical characteristic or personality trait, and I'm going to ask for both, actually, one of each.
Wow.
Would the cartoonist over-exaggerate for comedic effect? So we're living in, what do they call them? Caricature land.
Caricature land.
To some degree.
Scott's character has a lisp. Like, exaggerated. Really exaggerated.
They already did one about Scott. Was it Rosie on the Jetsons? The robot maid? That's Scott. Right there.
A robot made with a lisp?
Yeah, the guy walks around here with a dustbuster in his hand half the time. I mean, they already made one about Scott.
Every time I come in here, the trash cans are empty. The trash bag, there's no trash in them.
I mean, we made a good call putting the studio in the doctor's man cave because it is spotless.
Yes.
I appreciate the cleanliness.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. All, of course.
It hasn't reflected in my paycheck yet, though. So
well, and
it
never will.
Keep an eye out for that.
Okay. Well, that's true. But, all right, so Scott's 4 foot tall. And he's got a lisp, and he's just
cleaning,
sparkling clean around him at all times.
At all times.
I don't know that anyone would watch that cartoon.
No. All right. Kelly is, I would say, a bit of the opposite from a physical standpoint. He's very slender. He is very tall.
Yeah.
He's angly. He's probably got several casts or, you know, knee braces.
Right.
Prominent nose and ears.
Various injuries.
Character-esque.
That's right. Yeah. All right. What's Kelly doing, though? What personality trait are we emphasizing?
Oh, personality trait. I mean, at first I was thinking, maybe it is a sports thing, but he's always hurt.
Right. So he's always on the
there's
DL.
Always a bandage. Like he's playing, but he's always just like just falling apart at all times.
In a uniform on crutches.
Maybe like think of the Scarecrow for the Wizard of Oz, but he's trying to play sports. So he's just falling down a lot, maybe. I don't know. But he's coordinated, so I don't know.
I know. Pet peeve of pet peeves. Got a side-eating burrito at all times.
Well, you would make a good Scarecrow, Kelly. Like that's actually a good call.
That's
like,
true.
That's Halloween episode where he's a Scarecrow.
I like that. I only had a brain.
Yeah. BQ.
Yep.
Huh. I mean, I feel like your pancreas has to play a role here somehow. I don't know how that works on a
lack thereof.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
It's like every scene there's a beer in the hand. Like, you can throw it away and it just reappears.
I'm thinking of something, you know, Inspector Gadgety, where a beer just pops out in place of his hand and then it sucks back in and then emerges.
He does it
as a full beer. Because you never actually catch him.
And it always says
a new one. He's just
but there's always more and more empties. It's
in every scene,
so impressive.
Like, in every scene, like behind him, there's one of those height charts that you get at gas stations and banks, and he's always 6 feet. Yes, that would be awesome. Just there's a fence post, and this says 5'6".
I like that.
And every episode ends at a Dave Matthews concert.
Yes.
Playing a James Cameron. Playing a James Taylor song.
Okay.
James Cameron.
I don't know.
All right, Nicholas, I don't know if we can do this anymore, but I would have a handkerchief in your hand for blowing your nose.
Oh, geez.
You know, but maybe we just fixed all
Hopefully soon that will never have to be a much of a thing anymore.
Hairy like animal.
Oh, just a beast.
Ooh, back to Brian in the days where he had his full man beard.
Oh, yeah.
That was a defining character.
That was a hell of a beard.
Yeah. That was a good beard.
Santa Claus in training.
Best thing about COVID.
The best thing
beard.
About
COVID. Beard,
Might have been. Yeah, it's up there.
I took a lot of slack when I shaved it off.
Yeah.
What's a defining characteristic? We'll exaggerate.
He's grumpy. I mean, he would just be just a be really grumpy cartoon character.
Just yelling at everybody all the time.
He lives in a trash can.
The old guy from the movie Up, just mad about everything all the time.
That's a pretty good comp, actually.
He has a pair of New Balance Grillmaster Lawnmower 3000s.
Now you're talking.
Very bad luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Wood shop in the garage. Yep.
Wow, we have some very boring shows.
Yeah, there's not anything.
Andy's, you're basically hunting a Wesley Wabbit and never catching it.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
No, Andy would be like in embarrassing situations, not knowing should be embarrassed.
Just Captain Oblivious?
Just Captain Oblivious. There you go. I like that.
I have no idea what's going on.
Captain O.
That's a new one.
I like that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm starting a live sketch about that. Just Captain Oblivious or something.
Captain Oblivious.
I like that. That's good.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like that.
Do I have any defining physical characteristics other than my charming handsomeness?
A limp.
A limp?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a bad knee or knees?
Robotic knees, maybe.
Yeah, you're just hobbling around embarrassing situations.
Completely oblivious that it is.
Oblivious.
Yep. All right. I think I'd watch that cartoon.
That one might be interesting.
All right. Well, that was always fun. We love to make fun of each other. Thank you for submitting that question, Julie. And if anyone else would like to submit a similar type question where we can poke at each other's insecurities and weaknesses, then by all means, send that in.
But none that you don't have any, though.
Well,
you're oblivious to all of
them. Well, that's true. Yeah. Okay. That's right. All right. Anyway, you can find us at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast at gmail.com. Website by the title there. Also, all the social medias. Check the show notes for our individual Instagram pages and drop us a line. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of Andy's cartoon. Just Celine Dion and Mariah Carey music. You know what I'm saying? Jamming. Like the soundtrack is just going to be all women singing.
And just singing it and completely oblivious that everybody's paying attention. Like this guy's an idiot.
Yeah. I'm driving down the road. Singing
Making Your Way Downtown
of Love at the top of my lungs, and everybody is pointing and laughing.
Yes.
And
that's the intro.
Yep. Sounds like a true story, though, too.
Zero bleeps given. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So we have, as we mentioned, our listener-submitted episode. Thank you, Jake, for sending this in to us. A little something about the episode. So we're sharing and discussing interesting trivia, and that transcends time. In fact, some ancient texts feature question and answer formats. In the 20th century, radio and TV shows test contestants' knowledge and encourage others to play along at home. The modern concept of trivia was created in the 1960s by two Columbia University students who hosted the first intercollegiate quiz bowl.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Huh.
Recently, online trivia platforms mobile apps. You know, we've obviously played trivia and, with apps against each other
and
many
podcasts.
Times. Yep.
Sure.
Podcasts, of course, bar night trivias, trivia contests, all of that have gained popularity in the U.S., becoming a popular social activity and entertainment, and for us, often a reason to make a lot of food and drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Yep.
This still doesn't get me any closer to understanding what the topic is.
I have no idea what these questions are going to be.
Trivia about trivia. That synopsis told me trivia about trivia.
Yeah.
About trivia. That's all.
I wondered the same thing when he told me the idea, but I think as we get into it, we'll
did he explain it to you?
I'm a little scared we're going to have another Ofer.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd be surprised.
Okay, thank God.
Have you communicated with Jake about this?
After he submitted it and we had a conversation about it.
Is he aware of the edits you've made and does he approve?
He's going to hear about the edits tonight
as or he listens.
Whenever people listen to this episode.
All right.
He's going to be mad.
Yeah. Are we ready, Doc? Are you ready to rock?
I'm ready to do this.
Let's do it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on Trivia About Trivia. That's still weird to say. I got to be honest.
I know, right?
Here's how it works. Doc's going to read the questions aloud. The four of us will write our answers on our whiteboards. You playing along? Please don't write if you're driving, especially, but keep those answers in your head. When Doc says reveal, we'll reveal our answers if we get a point. Excuse me. If we get it right, then we get the point. Nick's on the scoreboard.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, well, that's when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. Dr. Scott, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Andrew. Alrighty. We all clearly can tell that it's a unique topic, but I think as we go through this, you'll get the gist of it. So let's just jump into it and see how this goes.
Good luck, gentlemen.
All right. Back you too.
All right. Question number one. What trivia-based TV game show was created by Merv Griffin, debuted in 1964, and has remained one of the most iconic in the genre with over 9,000 episodes?
Dr. Ofer busted.
Maybe.
Think so, anyway.
I
can't say a hundo on that, I guess. But yeah, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Okay, what trivia-based TV game show was created by Merv Griffin, debuted in 1964, and has remained one of the most iconic in the genre with over 9,000 episodes?
Is it still on air? Can I ask that?
No.
No, he can't ask it, or no, it's not on the air?
I have no idea.
I will say it remains actively.
Yeah, it's on the air, bro.
Okay.
Based on that language.
So Brian's going to change his answer there.
Oh, you fit to show that it's no longer on the air. Oh. I don't know. I can't even think of a show that's not on the air right now, to be honest, that I would supplement for this one.
Card Sharks? I think that's off the air. They don't do that anymore, do they?
I don't even know what that show is.
Really? You got to go shot? Higher or lower?
No, oh, I don't remember that one.
That's a great game show. What about...
Okay, let's reveal.
All right.
Everybody has Jeopardy except Big B, and Jeopardy is the correct answer.
All right.
That is the first thing that popped in my head after I asked that question, but I'm like, wow, no, that's not that old. I didn't know it was that old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Been on forever.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know.
At first, I was like Wheel of Fortune. For some reason, that popped in my head first.
Well, but that's not trivia. Based.
That's not
trivia.
Yeah. Well,
it's trivia about trivia.
It's puzzle. I don't know.
Yeah. It fits the description otherwise. Has anybody else been watching? Well, first of all, is that the right answer?
Oh, yeah, I said it was. Okay. Thanks for paying attention.
Is anybody else, since we've been doing this for like a year now, is anybody else watching a lot more Jeopardy in their life?
When I'm actually home at that time, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. Oh, I got it recording. This is a nightly event for Sarah and I to sit down and watch Jeopardy.
I've been watching Jeopardy since high school pretty consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I definitely don't record Jeopardy. No.
Come on, Nick.
No, come on.
I got to be home for Wapner.
Is he 80 years old?
Come on.
Wapner.
When Johnny Gilbert announces Ken Jennings, I still, in my head, absolutely hear Alex Trebek, and I cannot stop that.
Just name-dropping all over the place. Yeah. Scotty, what do you got?
Dropping knowledge. Ugh. Well, I mean, Andy's kind of laying the outline for me here. Jeopardy revolutionized trivia by presenting answers and requiring contestants to respond in the form of a question. Art Fleming hosted the original Jeopardy before Alex Trebek took over in 1984. Ken Jennings has been the host since 2023.
Yeah. I can't believe how long ago it was that Ken Jennings made his run. I mean, when they show clips, it feels like it was in the 70s. It wasn't that long ago.
Right. That's true.
Didn't Mayim Bialik also do the co-hosting duties?
Yeah.
They had several people for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when yeah. after he stopped or passed, I guess, they had a number of celebrity guests, hosts. Right, before yeah. they landed on Ken.
Yeah, it's true.
He does a good job.
All right, let's move on to question number two. This four-letter word, not the one you're thinking of, is defined as a short test of knowledge, typically in an educational setting. It was also first used in mid-18th century literature as a noun meaning an eccentric person or thing. What is this four-letter word?
Ooh. Thought I had it until that last
one. No, read that again.
I will. This four-letter word is defined as a short test of knowledge, typically in an educational setting. It was also first used in mid-18th century literature as a noun meaning an eccentric person or thing.
Oh, that's what got it from me in the last part.
Really? Oh, come on.
That didn't help at all. I'm not changing, but that did not help at the end.
So it's a four-letter word if you're going to guess something.
Just going to ignore the last sentence and go with what I thought it was.
Got to go with where I started.
That's right.
You have an answer, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's reveal. Nick with quiz. And we have quiz all the way around the room. And quiz is the correct answer. Right.
Oh, I thought he was about to. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it was used. The last part, it did not help at all.
You would call someone a quiz. It was a noun.
It was a noun, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That doesn't vibe. Not for me.
Well, I mean, we've all taken them, right? I mean, we were in middle school and high school. We've taken a lot of quizzes.
Yeah.
The word test was in the definition, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
It did enter the brain, but that's.
It did enter the brain, but it's.
Yeah. He said a short test.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But Andy's been known to write questions with the answer in the question.
Oh, and I hate it so much.
He's kind of a quiz.
serious quiz.
Well, in an educational context, a quiz is usually a form of assessment and has fewer questions than a test. Although we cannot account for the origin of the word quiz, we can learn about its usage. The word quiz, as meaning an eccentric or odd person, was used in the book The Professor, A Tale by Charlotte Bronte, published in 1857.
That's a heck of a read.
Brian, we read that. Right? You remember Book Club when we read that?
Oh, yeah.
Page Turner. No,
it is. Really is.
Sarcasm.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Real quiz you are.
All right. Here we go with question number three. In the animated show Family Guy, Peter and his family compete on this real world game show. Peter provides absurd answers to the questions, hits his head, and then experiences amnesia.
Uh-oh. Nick, you real quick.
I went quick, but I it just felt right. But as he kept reading it, I don't know if it helped me or not.
Okay. I think I got any answer that I feel okay about.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen a reel or something. That's the only reason I came to this conclusion.
So on the show Family Guy, Peter and his family compete on this real-world game show. Peter provides absurd answers to the questions, hits his head, and then has amnesia.
That sounds about right.
Is it weird that I don't remember the amnesia part?
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a twist.
That's a dad joke.
You got something?
I mean, I got something, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, then, if everyone has something, let's reveal. We'll start with Kelly. He has Family Feud. Wheel of Fortune from Brian. Nick and Andy both have Family Feud. Yep. The correct answer is Family Feud.
All right.
Yeah. I had Wheel of Fortune written down.
But when I saw Family Feud, I'm like, that's it, because then I remembered.
But it's a real. That's what I know it from, because I can see Stewie making some remarks.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
As Lois is answering.
And Peter keeps saying the same answers, but he just keeps saying it anyway.
I love that show.
That must be it. But again, it said family is in the question and everything multiple times.
Oh, I didn't see
Family Feud.
The question
is about Family Guy, and he's on a game show with his family.
Family
was used so many times.
Didn't pop in my head, but as soon as I saw Kelly's board, I'm like, I remember.
Yeah. It's from the reel. I could not tell you that episode, but I definitely have seen that reel.
Well, it was featured in season 8, episode 10, entitled Big Man on Hippocampus. The segment parodies Family Feud, showing Peter in typical Clueless fashion, delivering bizarre and incorrect answers, Peter develops amnesia after getting hit in the head following a fight with Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Because he kissed his wife.
That was my next question, actually.
Oh, that might be what happens, right?
I believe so. I can't remember, but I think so.
Yeah. The listeners will let us know if we...
So is this the same one where he does the thing where he's the host? He's like, yeah, this one. And you know what I'm talking about? Is it the same episode or something? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but okay. I don't remember if it's the same episode.
Because there's one where he's hosting
Family Feud?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Or at least there's a scene. It's hilarious. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to question number 4. You guys are doing pretty good so far. The term trivia originates from the Latin word trivium. What is the meaning of the word trivium? I am giving you multiple choice.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. No kidding, right?
So here are your 4 possible answers. Obviously, only one of these is the right answer. Does trivium mean many angles, winter storms, forward logic, or 3 roads?
What?
The original question was not multiple choice.
None of those said podcast. Okay, so
the original was not multiple choice.
No, it was not.
Yeah,
so here's an example of Jake trying to really.
All right,
do so you guys
we're
in.
Defining the word trivium.
Yep,
and our 4 choices again are what?
Here we go. It's a Latin word. Does it mean many angles? winter storms. Forward logic or 3 roads?
3 roads, huh? 3 roads. What was the first one again? Was a
many angles? I'll read them one more time for you, Nick, and your nose job.
Thanks.
Yep. Many angles, winter storms, forward logic, or 3 roads? Everyone have an answer
I'm
now?
I'm at a law. I can't make any reasonable connection on really any of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kelly's looking at me like he has something.
You feel good, so Kelly?
It's just a complete guess.
Okay. Well, let's reveal.
No.
All right. So.
I went D.
So, which is 3
went
roads?
3 roads.
Went in
so, down. For answers, Kelly, Brian, Andy all put forward logic. And Nick chose 3 roads.
Yes, I did.
The correct answer is 3 roads.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm talking about. You sandbagging son of a...
It said trivial, so I was like, forward logic, that doesn't... Like, trivial meaning, when I think like trivial, like maybe it doesn't matter, or there's multiple options. That's why I went 3 roads.
What kind of pain meds
we're gonna
are you
find
on
out.
Right now?
Oxy something or other.
Yeah. You got any extra of those? Yeah.
That would be wrong, Brian.
That's right.
Somewhat trivium, if you would.
Trivia. Okay.
If we take the word trivia and split it in
Here
half, T-R-I, try, 3, and the back end, V-I-A, via, roads. So trivia means
that's exactly what you were thinking.
That's exactly roads. Not even close to what I was thinking.
Is there a connection somehow on how we got here? Can I get an origin on how we got
Well, we started roads? Drinking beers in my garage several years ago.
Yes.
We haven't stopped.
It started with garage beers.
Garage beers.
And there was 3 roads.
Diverge in the woods or something.
It all comes together.
Then podcast.
It all makes sense.
That's how we got there.
It all comes together if you let the liquor tell it.
Nice. Well, in education, it represented the initial stages of learning before a student was able to move on to quadrivium stage of learning.
More roads.
It later came to refer to commonplace or minor information.
And talk to me when you get to the 7 Bridges Road.
And for the listeners, Jake is a college professor, if you can't tell.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Does he teach Latin by any chance?
Well, my apologies, but let's move on to question number 5.
That really wasn't a multiple choice question.
No, it was not.
Does he listen to the show? Does he?
Who does he think we are?
I know. Giving you a lot more credit than you deserve, I'll tell you that.
Like, there are 0 credentials required to be on this show.
Boy, that's right.
Okay. Well, I also edited this question.
Oh, boy.
The Great Midwest Trivia Contest, which started in 1969, holds the Guinness World Record for the longest running trivia contest. In which state does this contest take place?
This is not multiple choice, I
assume. No, but you, if you listen to the question, you should narrow it down a little bit.
Are the Midwest states what's classified as Midwest states, technically?
Okay. This is definitely
what makes me mad state. Is I know of this. Because a guy that I worked with was going to this.
Oh, wow.
When I told him about our show and he talked about it, I even looked at the website and I'm still not 100% on what state.
This is Slumdog Millionaire all over again.
Like, I'm between two and I'm hoping I'm right, but I actually know about this. Yeah.
That's trivia within trivia within trivia.
Yes. Boy, like, I bet you the website's still pulled up in my browser.
It's trivia and such.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Because I think I meant to bring it up to you guys, but I guess I forgot.
You did great.
Thanks.
Well, I'm going to read it one more time for the listeners. The Great Midwest Trivia Contest, started in 1969, holds the Guinness World Record for longest running trivia contest. In which state does it take place? Let's reveal. Nick with Wisconsin, Andy with Ohio, Brian, Ohio, Kelly, Wisconsin. The correct answer is Wisconsin.
Yes.
You know my logic.
Shout
for
out Jerry.
That.
Shout out Jerry.
They have nothing to do but sit around a bar, drink beer, and do trivia.
Eat cheese.
That was my logic for my
watch house. Packers football.
And the only, yeah.
Lots of cheese. I'm with you on that.
Cheese and bratwursts.
Woo!
Love you, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Man, that's nuts that you just talked about this. I've never
within the last month or two.
Now, yes. there was a contestant on Jeopardy recently who was attempting to break the continuous hours of being a quiz master.
Okay.
And the total number was like 32. She's trying to get to 36. I didn't know if that qualified, but
that's
it didn't
not
matter anyway because I didn't know where that was happening.
So, that has nothing to do with Wisconsin.
Nothing. Well, unless she's from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that could be. Well, this event is hosted annually by Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. It has grown into a 50-hour marathon, earning its Guinness distinction. Held the last weekend in January, the contest starts at 10 p.m. on Friday and ends around midnight on Sunday. So it is a 50-hour straight quiz contest, trivia contest.
You're in a road trip.
I think we'd do good for about the first 12 hours.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It depends if our coolers stay fuller.
Yeah, no kidding.
Fun fact, the first question ever asked at the Great Midwest Trivia Contest was,
can't wait,
who was Superman's father?
Oh, nice.
Very Kal-El, right?
Jor-El.
Jor-El. Kal-El, Superman.
Yeah. Well, pretty sure Nick's winning, even though he doesn't know who Superman's father is. So let's get a score check, Nick.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All right. Brian's got one. Andy's got three. Kelly with four. And I do have five.
Damn, three roads.
Remarkable.
Three roads, man.
Impressive.
Remarkable.
Shocked.
It's a game changer.
Shocked right now.
All right. Well, let's head towards the second half with question six.
If you're translating, Latin, just go literal.
Yes.
Yeah, really. I mean, you're right.
Okay. Debuting in 1999, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire featured contestants answering multiple choice questions with increasing prize values. What were the three standard lifelines contestants had available to them? And we need all three.
Feel good about two.
Debuting in 1999, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire featured contestants answering multiple choice questions with increasing prize values. What were the three standard lifelines that contestants had available?
How you feeling there, perfect gamer?
Not good.
Okay.
Not good, he said.
If you get it wrong, we're going to be tied.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, pressure.
I like this show.
You got it for sure? Yeah, I don't remember.
I did like the show, but I don't. Yeah, I have one of them, but the other two, I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, as a general statement,
I did like the show though.
Late night or not late night network television in the evening, I generally never watched, but I do remember actively watching this show.
I did like the show. Yeah,
I remember the first one that won the million.
We'll talk
about that.
Yeah, we can talk about that. All right, everybody's got answers, I think. And let's reveal. We got Phone a Friend 50-50, Ask the Audience from Kelly. Brian has Phone a Friend, Ask the Audience, take two away. Andy, Phone a Friend 50-50, Pull the Audience.
I didn't have the audience
Nick,
one.
I see Phone a Friend 50-50 and remove. Correct answer is 50-50, Ask the Audience. Phone a Friend.
Yep. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Take two away?
Heck right? Yeah. That's 50-50.
Okay. Yeah.
You're good.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
All right. So,
Ask the Audience.
So, the first guy that won, he called his dad on the last one.
Said, Dad, I'm about to win $1 million.
I remember that. That's awesome. Yeah. That was cool. That was cool.
That was awesome move, man.
So I didn't need anything.
That's right.
Yeah, the fact that he still had a lifeline left.
I don't think he'd used any.
Really? I don't remember that.
I don't watch a lot of that, but I like that show, and I like the one that Howie Mandel hosted with the pyramid, or the girls with the numbers.
Oh, the cases?
I bet you did like the one with the girls.
No, I'm just, you know what I'm talking about, though? I can't think of the name, though.
The one with the suitcase, with the briefcases?
Yeah, and the guy upstairs making an offer.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah, no deal.
Yeah, I like that one, too, a lot, actually. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that one was entertaining.
Yeah. Deal or no deal, yep.
Well, hosted by Regis Philbin, the U.S. version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire became a cultural phenomenon and reignited America's interest in trivia on primetime television. It was based on an international television game show franchise of British origin. Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a celebrity version of the show beginning in summer 2025.
Are they real celebrities, though?
I don't know.
Or are they like people like us? I mean, what are they doing here?
All right, gentlemen, we are up to question 7, and you have a chance at a bonus point on this
baby
one. And you get a hint, so you're just throwing all sorts of bones here. Here we go. I want you to name 3 of the original 6 categories in Trivial Pursuit's Genus Edition. You receive a bonus point if you name all 6. Hint, 3 categories are 1 word, and the other 3 consist of 2 words. I will not
say the hint again.
3 categories are 1 word, and the other 3 consist of 2 words. But if you put down a 2-worder, though, you need to have both of them. Now we'll reread it here in a second. So name 3 of the original 6 categories in Trivial Pursuit's Genus Edition. I'll give you a bonus point if you can name all 6. And your hint, once again, is that 3 categories are 1 word, and the other 3 consist of 2 words.
Man, I know the categories, but the names.
Right.
I love the hint, too. That's really actually thrown my confidence. I would have been confident, and incorrectly so.
Right. And that's why I gave you the hint, because if the answer is dog and cats and you put dogs, I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, I got you.
So.
I wrote down 6. Hopefully I got 3 right. At least 3. And you had a bonus for.
If you get them all right.
Okay.
For the sake of ease.
Hopefully I got enough to get 1 right. And let you get 1 point.
Let us know. Yeah. So Kelly's still trying to power through. I think everyone else is ready.
I'm ready as I'm going to be. I only have 3 down, so.
Hopefully that'll do it for you. Let's reveal. Okay, here we go. Nick has sports, history, art, pop culture, TV, movie, geography. Andy has arts and literature, sports and recreation, entertainment, history, science, people and place. Brian has entertainment, sports and leisure, science and nature.
Nice.
Ooh.
And lastly, Kelly has entertainment, sports and leisure, geography. Okay, well, let's see if you got at least 3 of them. We'll start there, right? They are geography, entertainment, history. So those are the 1 word. Arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Nice work, guys.
So
I got three. I did not get
the I did not.
Yeah.
So everyone got at least 3 except for Nick.
That's correct.
Brian and Kelly each got a point because I saw them fist bumping.
Leisure.
So.
Sports and leisure. Dang it.
Yeah.
Give them to me just quickly again.
Sure. You have geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure.
And nature. Yeah.
I can't believe I couldn't come up with the other three at all. Just blanked.
Like geography, that's to me like how did I miss that? Yeah. Like you know what I mean? How did it? Yeah.
That's the blue one. Like, that's the top. Yeah. The top line. I can see it.
I'm just saying I can't believe I come up with that. Yeah. Yeah. But I got three, so I'll take it.
Love that game, guys trip. Right?
Yeah.
Right
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Trivial Pursuit was created by Canadians Scott Abbott and Chris Haney.
Figures.
And became a massive commercial success and bring trivia into living rooms around the world in the 1980s. Numerous versions of the game have been released over the years, and you'll likely find at least one version of the game in any trivia fan's closet.
Do you own one? Everybody go around.
I do not.
I own four or five versions of it. Yeah.
I have one. I believe I got one.
I've won two trivias. What do you think?
We need to buy one for B on Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and Brian's really not a big game player either, just in general. Yeah. So cards or Dungeons otherwise. Man. All right. Well, we're up to eight, and then afterwards we will have a score check, but I think the leaderboard is tightened. Here we go with question eight. Scenet, spelled S-C-E-N-E. Mm-hmm. Scenet was an interactive board game that included both trivia cards and pop culture video clips that were featured on the included DVD. In what year was this game released? I will give you a plus or minus two.
Two, okay. Jeez.
The original game released.
Oh, man.
So Scenet was an interactive board game that included both trivia cards and pop culture video clips that were featured on the included DVD. In what year, plus or minus two, was the original game released?
Wow.
Okay. Does anybody have a clue on this?
I got a gauge.
I mean, you
really?
Can...
Really? And I don't want to give you my line of thinking.
I'm not changing it now.
Gauge. I changed my answer if I'm wrong. And I was
you're off.
I'm going to be mad.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has something?
Sure.
Let's reveal. We'll start with Nick. He has 2000. Andy, 2001. Brian, 1996. Kelly with 2000. The correct answer is 2002.
Oh, dang it. So, yeah. I mean, that's great plus that I got it two. Right, but I was
hoping you should get it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to make up some ground.
Nice.
So I was thinking about my first DVD player. Where did I live? What was I doing? And I spent like $400 when I made no money.
Sure.
And this is in... obviously around 2000, and
they had DVDs before then.
But we bought the original Scenet. I remember we had the DVD player when we bought it.
You got Scott, you have the game, don't you?
I think I have Seinfeld version.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think I've ever played this game.
I've seen it before.
We broke that bad boy out.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Right?
That's awesome, man.
Like on the guy's trip.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I've never played.
Anybody want to stick around late tonight?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I think I've maybe played it once.
Yeah. Definitely
sweet. On there.
Yeah, I'll have to see what I can't remember. All right. Well, let me tell you about Scenet. The secret.
Wrap it up. We got a game to play.
The secret to this game's success was the game's creator's ability to secure licensing agreements with major studios and associated actors and writers. Through persuasive negotiations, the creators convinced the studios to reduce their costs to a smaller share based on the game's gross revenue.
Oh, so they were getting a cut on the back end?
Yeah. I mean, you think about it.
Like a mob guy. Yeah. Persuasive. Yeah, I know.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, because you have all these movie clips and TV show clips. I mean, how do you even pull that off?
I mean, are they making anything like this anymore that you're aware of?
I know they stopped and then they started again, and I think you can play like through an app now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
There are plenty of renditions. We had a Friends version, I think.
Back
in the day.
Yeah. Huh. So anyway. All right. Well, that is eight questions down. Nick, how are we looking?
Well, we've had a change for sure. Brian, you have three. Andy, myself have six. And Kelly has taken the lead.
Wow.
With seven.
Look at that.
I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
Yeah. We're going tiebreaker.
All right. Two.
I hate tiebreakers.
Kelly's ahead by a nose.
All right, guys. Well, here we go. Question number nine. The 1994 film Quiz Show, starring John Turturro, dramatizes the scandal involving cheating on which 1950s TV game show?
Huh. Oh, wow.
Absolutely blank in my brain. I don't know the movie. I don't know the actor you just mentioned.
Oh, I know the actor, but that's all I know. I don't know the movie. I don't know the game show.
Wow. Wow. The 1994 film Quiz Show starring John Turturro. I'm saying it right, though, right?
Turturro.
Yeah, Turturro. Dramatizes the scandal involving cheating on which 1950s TV game show?
Andy, Big Lebowski, The Jesus.
That's oh,
him.
Yeah.
That's him.
Okay. Yeah. I figured, I heard no, the just, name. Yeah, I'm yeah. sure I'd seen the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, I just wanted, yeah.
1950s. Yeah, I can't even think of anything back then.
Oh, wow. I have a showdown, and I had nothing when you said the name of the movie, but I remember seeing it after you described it further, and I just can't come up with the game show.
That's good.
I mean, I think.
Yeah, no, I know.
I have an answer down.
Let me ask you this, Scott. Did you know this?
I did not, because I have not seen this movie.
Okay.
I was curious. I know the movie.
I remember the movie, but I never saw it.
Yeah. I don't even remember the movie. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of the game show? You don't have to answer that for
me. Okay, I won't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got
all nothing. Right, everybody has something, or they're done?
I got something.
I just bored on the table. I'm,
yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's reveal then. Kelly with $64,000 pyramid. Andy wrote match game, and Nick wrote IQ. Correct answer is 21.
21.
Yeah. Never heard
Have
of
you
it,
ever no. heard? Now you can answer. Had you ever
no,
heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
Man, 21.
Does not ring a bell.
Not at all.
But it is a movie from 94, so I thought, well, maybe one of us had seen the movie.
Anybody I know of the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
But the game show had nothing. No.
21, no.
21.
An Adele album?
Or Taylor Swift.
Maybe. So the actual game show, 21, was at the center of significant controversy when it was revealed that contestants had been given answers in advance to boost ratings.
Unbelievable.
The quiz show featured two contestants playing against each other in separate isolation booths, answering general knowledge questions to earn 21 points. The film Quiz Show was nominated for Best Picture, but lost to Forrest Gump.
I would have known that one.
I didn't know it was Best Picture. I mean, I don't even remember hearing about this movie, so the, like, Best Picture.
I can't even crazy. Think who else is in it besides crazy. John Turturro.
I don't either, yeah.
For the record, I apologize for not knowing John Turturro by name. I love him in Severance. I love him in Rounders.
Yeah.
He is a fantastic
I like him
actor.
In Mr. Deeds.
He's good.
Very yeah, sneaky. Sure. Very sneaky.
Transformers, the original movie.
He's great in that, too, yeah. Yes.
All right, well, we still have a tight race as we go on to final question.
All comes down to this.
Question 10.
Maybe.
This American game show debuted in 2001 and was based on a British TV show by the same name. Contestants answer trivia questions to bank money and are able to vote off other contestants. Jane Lynch hosted the 2020 reboot of this show.
I hate that last piece. That's too much information.
No, like I can't pull it. Dang it.
I got it.
Andy's putting the pressure on, so I will read it again.
Ready for a tiebreaker, Kelly Ray.
This American game show debuted in 2001 and was based on a British show by the same name. Contestants answer trivia questions to bank money and are able to vote off other contestants. Sorry, Andy, but Jane Lynch hosted the 2020 reboot of the show.
Bush League. Does that help you?
So it I mean, I know exactly. I just can't come up with it.
Okay.
Dang.
I think I got it. Not that it matters, but I think I got it.
I don't know.
No.
No. Not feeling good about a tiebreaker for me.
That's going to make me so mad.
Oh.
Lock.
Locked? Jeez.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's reveal or not reveal.
You are the weakest link.
So Andy and Brian have the weakest link. Right. Kelly did not write an answer. Nick wrote, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Kelly's getting voted off.
The correct answer is, of course, the weakest link.
You are the weakest link.
Yes.
So yeah, we watched it in my house at least when it was the British show, and she was savage.
I remember her.
Oh, she was much more savage. Yeah, she was. Yeah,
Jane Lynch was more comical, but
I watched a little of that show too. It was actually pretty good.
I was picturing the British woman and everything, but that show, that name would not come in my head.
She was very like just she's just you're done,
man.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of each round, each contestant secretly votes the person they want to eliminate from the game. The contestant who received the most votes is eliminated with a curt dismissal from the host. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Usually with some form of insult.
Yes.
Dang. Yeah. Right? Like,
she was brutal. Personal. Yeah. It was pretty, I mean, it was, made the show funny, though. Like, you know.
Entertaining, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have survived 10 rounds, or some of you did. Where are we on the scoreboard, Nick?
Well, Brian ends with 4, I ended with 6, and Kelly and Andy are both tied with 7.
Impressive.
We are going to a tiebreaker.
All righty. Brian and Nick, play along if you want, but the only boards that matter are Kelly and Andy's. Here is your tiebreaker question.
Good luck, sir.
You too, buddy.
The original Trivial Pursuit game was released in 1981.
Oh, dang it. I thought that was going to be it. And I knew that.
And was sold to store retailers for $15 each. How much did it cost to manufacture each game?
Oh, wow. Huh.
That's deep.
I know this one.
I know. I work for whoever makes it. Mattel or whatever. Yeah.
So the original Trivial Pursuit game was released in 1981. And was sold to store retailers for $15 each. How much did it cost to manufacture each game? Closest will be today's winner.
All right. I'm closing my marker.
I got my number.
Wrapping up. Kelly's doing some math in his head. Looks like they're both ready. So let's reveal. We have $3.50 from Kelly. And Andy, I believe that says $1.19.
Is that weird? Did I write it weird?
No, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's who puts one line through their dollar sign.
Yeah, that's why.
Everybody uses two, bro.
Big. No, so once again, Kelly had $3.20.
50.
50 cents. Andy with $1.19. It cost $75 to manufacture
game.
What?
You would not have guessed over. That's crazy.
Holy cow.
I was so Kelly wins.
You thought it was going to be 75 cents?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So did I.
Holy smokes.
They actually took a loss on each one sold.
I mean, a significant loss.
Yep.
Holy
like smoke. $60 worth or so.
Ish.
Solid math.
Your math
that
is
dollar
amazing.
Sign's got two lines in it, bro. I'll tell you that. Yeah. $75
I mean,
for
that's
that.
Counting on, like, this is going to be a hit. We're going to take
in
a 1981.
Major, 1981. Yeah. That's a different amount of money for sure.
Yeah.
That's
just crazy.
Crazy.
Who won?
Well, funny you should ask the question.
We should go to a second tiebreaker because we were both so far away.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Today's winner would be Mr. Kelly.
Get away, Kelly. Congrats. Kelly.
Good job. Good job.
Almost boiled it there.
Wow.
Yeah, I almost lost it.
So I learned that a lot of our game shows came from Britain, trivia, and a lot of our trivia, like board games, came from Canada.
Really?
I mean, there were a couple of examples here in today's trivia, but just looking at other.
We're a bunch of
other games.
Here in America.
A bunch of copycats.
Yeah,
but we
copycats.
Are about that too.
So, anyway, well, congrats to Kelly.
Yeah, good job, Kelly. Good job.
And it made me wonder if you guys have family game nights. If you do that, or maybe get together with friends or both, what is your go-to game? Whether it be a board game, a card game, but if you're getting together with friends or having a family game night, what's your go-to game?
Is this? I want to clarify real quick. Is this what is your favorite game, or is it the one you play the most often?
Most often, I would say.
I think you're just looking for a way to answer it twice.
That's why I'm clarifying.
So because you want to answer. Just say the
we
two.
We would like to hear both of
you. This is my favorite, this is what we go to. Just go ahead.
I got two games. What? I mean, not a favorite, but it's either Connect Four or Clue.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Good fun.
We like Connect Four.
And I like Clue. I like Clue a lot, actually. Clue's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Clue
yeah.
is a good one. The logic, right? Beyond Balderdash is the greatest game that has ever been invented because it requires you to BS and lie. And I don't know. I find a lot of joy in all of that.
Sure. And I believe that might be Canadian, if I remember right. Listeners will have to let us know. But
you just have to say sorry after you've
It's a second. It's the second
Wait,
edition.
Sorry from Canada? The game Sorry.
Sorry.
Balderdash was the original version, and then they expanded. But this actually is pretty relevant. My wife and I are about to take a international trip, and we're going to be on a plane for a long time. We just bought a travel Yahtzee because we enjoy
doing that together. Yahtzee.
It's just a nice way to pass the time, and we are both competitive, and we enjoy beating each other. So, yeah, I like Yahtzee.
Yeah, I like games in general. I don't know. The game we've been playing, or at least when the kids are around, it's an app like on the Fire Stick or something. It's like, what's it called?
Quiplash.
Oh, that's yes.
Fun and with family.
Yeah, the kids very really fun. Like that. If you never played that, check that out. It's just basically, it's kind of like Cards Against Humanity a little bit.
Okay.
That's the way it works.
Scored anyway.
You know, so basically somebody's just scoring based on everybody else's answer. So when you're playing with kids, it's usually, you know, whatever answer is kind of the stupidest one or says the word fart in it or something.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to win.
Naturally. You know? What's the game with the, it's kind of like Strays where you're showing it on your phone?
Heads up.
Yeah. That's a fun one, too.
Yeah, those are fun. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the fun. Okay. You don't want to talk about this one where you wear like something.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Same idea, I think, for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up playing cards a lot with my mom and grandma. We'd play rummy for hours.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
With friends, I could play euchre. There was
a game we used to play at a friend's apartment. Maggie's all the time. You pass it before it buzzes or whatever.
Catchphrase.
That was fun. Oh, yeah. I like that one. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was
fun. Describe the word.
Before, that was a fun game,
Yeah.
You didn't want to be holding it if it buzzes.
Yeah, so you try to answer it and pass it. Yeah, that was
good. Yeah, you hit it.
I like that one. Guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, and we played a lot of Taboo as well. I don't know if you remember that game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I can hear that buzzer in my sleep sometimes. Yeah. We don't play enough cards. I guess there's not a lot of cards for five guys. But I like rummy and spades and hearts, and I
love euchre.
Play euchre all night.
Don't know how to play any of them.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll learn.
That explains a lot about you.
I'll learn. I'm not a big card. I've never been a card guy.
Tells us a lot about you.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah. Risk. We know.
Can you play Risk with five guys?
Probably can figure out a way to do it. I don't remember if there's five colors.
Risk, that's a game that takes like eight, like a long time to play.
Yeah, just leave it on the table.
Yeah, leave it on the table.
Yeah. 100%. I'm in. Andy, I'm in.
All right.
I'm thinking Seinfeld every time.
Yeah.
Ukraine is not weak.
Well, gentlemen, that's all I got. Thanks for playing along. And thank you once again to Jake for submitting a unique, challenging, but, the winner had seven. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
Did well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you have to dumb it down for us other than adding multiple choice?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably three questions. The Trivial Pursuit with the six categories, the original bonus point was you had to match the color to the category.
Wow. That's deep.
I could have done that. If
you know,
you didn't get the actual question right.
Yeah,
just nuances though.
You know what? You didn't win. Settle down.
I could have done that if I knew them.
I 100% can match the color to the.
Yeah, I'll know when I see it, kind of thing.
Yeah. So, Jake, I did my best to preserve the challenge. Preserve.
Phosphoring.
Your list is getting weird. Yeah.
I had another made up quiz.
It's getting strange.
Well, thanks, Jake, though. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jake.
I thought it was excellent, Jake.
Yeah,
write another one.
I bet you did.
Another one. That's right. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for us and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brains sharp and your bellies laughing.
Deuces.